Back now with Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News. I'm Mike Wilkening, filling in for Hub Arkush, who's on vacation this week, and I'm joined by Lakers assistant Jim Clemens, as well as my PFW colleague Eric Edholm. And now we welcome in another guest to the program. Steve Wachantz is the television play-by-play voice for the Washington Wizards, certainly one of the NBA's most interesting teams. And Steve, let's start by talking about the Wizards' best player, Gilbert Arenas. He is, in many ways, a player made for the 21st century NBA game. He's a guard who can get his shot whenever he wants it, and he's one of the more unique personalities we've seen in some time. Now, Steve, was there ever any doubt that the Wizards were not going to pull out all the stops to re-sign him, given the importance of the franchise on so many levels?
Well, they ended up signing him for $111 million, and it really is a process that began in training camp last year. Gilbert knew he was going to opt out, and so did the team. But they also knew that if they paid him the max, which was somewhere around $127 million, that they weren't going to have any money left over to do anything else. In other words, to try to sign one or two more guys to get him in here to make this team a contender in the East. And I think he understood that. So, you know, as he said, there's nothing I can't do with $111 million that I couldn't do with $127 million. So he took that. They re-signed Antoine Jameson. Hopefully they'll be able to re-sign Roger Mason Jr., who they liked and sort of came into his own last year. And then, you know, maybe get some money to work a trade or whoever for perhaps another guy. I know they were looking at James Posey, who opted out of his deal in Boston, and they like him a lot. But that's sort of where Gilbert is right now. Hopefully, health-wise, that's the biggest question. You know, can he come back from his second knee surgery?
Now, Steve, we're based in Chicago, and certainly you see what you see of Gilbert Arenas on television. You know, you read the Washington Post and what have you, and kind of get all these stories about the type of personality he has. Dealing with him for 82 games in the regular season, tell us about the type of guy he is, the type of leader he is in that locker room, and sort of the whole package he brings personality-wise.
Well, he is, as you guys said, a unique individual. I've used the term wacky. He's very unpredictable. He can say one thing and do another. But the fact is, he channels pretty much all of his energy in a positive direction. He's a good guy and a good-hearted guy. He does things that people don't see, and then he does a lot of things that people do see. And I think the things that people do see, he understands, you know, that's all part of marketing. And I think he's marketed himself, you know, in a very successful way so far. He is a very popular player in the league. He's got a nice personality. I have seen him do things that help him, you know, raise that popularity. I've seen him after games on the road when the team is lost, stand and sign 50 autographs for people that really nobody sees. Whereas I've seen other superstars, I won't mention any names, who refuse to sign autographs. So I like that about him. After Hurricane Katrina, he went to the drugstore, basically, spent about $30,000 of his own money, and then took it over to the D.C. Armory, where they had a lot of Katrina survivors housed there. And he basically dispersed it himself without a lot of fanfare. And then he gives a lot of money during games and things of that nature to different charities. So he channels it in a positive way. He's a good guy. He's a little wacky, does some unpredictable things. But as you guys know, when he's healthy, he's a very dangerous player, and that's what Ernie Grunfeld, the GM, is hoping he'll be able to get back to.
Jim, we talked last week about the Wizards, and you remarked that this was a team that might not be all that far from being a serious factor in the East. You know, from your perspective, in what areas, though, are they most vulnerable?
Well, I think they just need court time together. Gilbert's injury last year certainly limited that, but when they have their big three healthy, as Steve can attest, they are one of the best teams in the league, now, let alone in the Eastern Conference. Their bench has been inconsistent at times, but once again, I think now that if they can get their starting five in a rhythm and a place where they understand what their roles are and willingly accept their roles, I tell you, I'll tell anybody in the NBA, don't sleep on the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, you know, Ernie Grunfeld will point to the season before last when those big three, and you're speaking of Jameson, Arenas, and Caron Butler, all of whom pretty much all-star caliber, when they were healthy, Ernie will say, hey, look, we had the best record in the Eastern Conference, and they did. They slipped after the All-Star break, but guys started getting hurt. That's sort of what they have to count on. And if you look at Boston, they were a similar way. You know, when their big three were not consistent during the season, even in the playoffs leading up to the final series against the Lakers, you know, they struggled at times as well. I mean, the Wizards beat the Celtics 3 out of 4 times this year, which is a little bit surprising and sort of unheard of, and the only team in the NBA to do that. But, you know, as Jim said, you know, when they're healthy, they got a career year from Brendan Haywood, who's sort of a middle-of-the-pack center. He's not the worst center in the league. He's not the best, but he's serviceable. And then, you know, Sangaila coming off the bench, and Antonio Daniels did a nice job when Gilbert was hurt, and Roger Mason, as we said. You know, they might need one more kind of, you know, low-post player if they can get him that gives them some sort of presence. Now, that's, you know, those guys aren't out there all over the place, but you know what I'm talking about. They really could use a guy like a Carlos Boozer or even a Lamar Odom or that kind of guy. And I don't know if you get someone like that without making a trade, but the fact of the matter is the folks around here seem to think that that's sort of what they're missing. But other than that, those big three, when they're healthy, give them a pretty solid team.
Steve Buckhantz is the play-by-play voice of the Washington Wizards, and we'll be in touch with him down the road. We also say goodbye to Jim Clemens as we wrap up the basketball portion of our show this week. Back in a moment with NFL Talk on Pro Football Weekly and Basketball News.